Can you sneak preview? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Can you sneak preview? Last night, a friend brought a video over for us to look at, and he said it was a nice video, one that we would enjoy. In fact, he brought two of them, and one of them had violence in it, and we didn't really care to see that. And the other was supposed to be a very positive, uplifting, always say yes type of show. And we thought that should be quite nice. And so the show went on. And as the show went on, the show went down and down and down. It was a very negative show. Yes, it was negative. It was very anti-positive thinking. The people were always doing rather terrible things, and they were in a society, in an activity, in the cocktail lounges and so forth, which were not harmonious with what we wanted to do. And they were acting up in ways that were not harmonious with what we wanted to do. And the movie's theme, Always Say Yes, was quite a nice theme. And the way in which the movie was presented seemed like it would be a very good thing to watch, a very positive thing to watch. But the more we watched it, the more we waited for something positive to come along, the more ugliness and the more unlike our nature was there. Now, if you play a game of tennis and you enjoy your game of tennis, do you want to watch people who play tennis who do not play it very well, who do not respect the game, who cheat, who steal, who do things improper in the tennis game? You're watching, you say, hey, I don't want to watch. Why? That's a terrible play. They're not following the game at all. They're not playing the rules of the game at all. Well, when you have a sneak preview, as we had last night, it was not following the rules of the game at all. The people were acting unkind to each other, and they were acting in a very negative manner to each other. I don't even want to mention what the things are, because it's like in the game of tennis. When the rules are not followed, when the game is played incorrectly, you don't want to watch it. You certainly don't want to, if you're a tennis player, you don't want to watch tennis being played incorrectly. If you're a golfer, you don't want to watch somebody playing golf without using good judgment, without going by the rules, without counting their score properly, without taking the responsibility of being a good golfer. Well, now, we have the opportunity many times in our life to make decisions to see if we can have a sneak preview of something that we think is good. Well, if we see in the first few moments of the show, in the first few moments of the activity, whatever it may be, tennis or golf or the movie or whatever, if in the first few moments we see the game rules are being violated, or our rules, what is our societal rules? What is our rules about what we think is right and good and the proper thing to do? If those rules at any time are being violated, then we best not have that sneak preview. We best just shut it off. We best just turn our attention to what it is that we do, honor and respect and love, and follow that with all our heart. Just remember, if you are a tennis player and you see tennis being played improperly and not by the rules, it does not encourage you to watch the game. You, in fact, are discouraged very much, and you do not respect the players because they're not following the rules. The same with any area of life. If people use foul language in life, we do not respect them. We think that they're not being good at all. They're not honoring our sensitivities because we like to hear good language. When people tell tales of gossip about other people, we don't want to enter into that, because not that they could be just as easy telling tales about us, but if they go around telling tales about other people, why do we want to listen to that? We want to hear good things about the world, good things about what's going on in the world, good possibilities of how the world can be a more wonderful, more positive, more dynamic, more beneficial place. And the only way we can do that is being careful where we take our sneak preview. Being careful where we watch what other people are doing. What by our attention we approve. If you look at a movie that you don't approve of and you watch it, you are saying that you approve of it by your very watching of it. Really. If you see a house being built improperly, and you see that the plumbing isn't put in correctly, the electricity isn't put in correctly, the first thing you want to do is say, hey, that's not going to pass the inspection. And they say, well, we don't have inspectors up here. We don't do this. But hey, been nice to see you. Adios. I don't want to be around people who enjoy violating the rules of any relationship, of any activity. If you're going to play the game by the rules, then that's where I want to be. If you're going to live with honesty and truth and integrity, hey, that's where I want to be. If you want to see people and honor people and love people because they want to be harmonious in the community, that's where I want to be. That's where I want to be, and that's the type of thinking I want to think. I have to be very careful when I preview something, because if I do, and it after the first couple of moments is not my cup of tea, I better get out of there. If I'm watching a sports game and they're violating the rules of the sports game, I don't want any part of it. If they try to be rough in a sports game, hey, the game is for fun. The game is not for murder. The game is for fun. You look at some sporting games and they play it with such intensity and such roughness that, hey, it's just like getting the violence out of your system. Well, no, it isn't. It's addressing the violence in your system and endorsing the violence in the world. I would make a very poor person to watch a wrestling match or to watch a boxing match or to watch fighting of any kind, because I just... That's not my thing. I was a boxer when I was a kid. I was a wrestler when I was a kid, and I did very well. But we followed the rules. We had the rules for playing the game, and we respected each other 100%. And when we got their shoulder down, they were out. We didn't have to do any rough stuff. We didn't have to do anything that would hurt another person or ourselves. We just respected one another. The game was the game. If you enter into games that are games of violence or games of disrespect, remember, the world looks at you and says, oh, you endorse games of violence and games of disrespect. When you have your family about you, and your wife and your husband and your children, or your mother and your father, whomever are in your family, and they see you endorsing violence, they see you endorsing things that are not harmonious for the community, or not harmonious for you, not harmonious for the world, they're going to think, that's the type of person you are. What kind of a relative do I have there who entertains such things? And so we have to be very careful indeed. But if we know who we are, and if we love ourselves, and if we respect ourselves, we will never entertain activities which would say we endorse something contrary to who we are. Just say yes to everything, and that's good. But in saying yes to everything, what you're doing is you're flowing with the world. We don't have to say no. Yes, another time I'd like to do that. Yes, that sounds like an interesting idea, and that's something that a lot of people might like to do. Yes, that is interesting. Well, we can overdo that too, I guess. And when you have to fight to make a principle work, you better be careful. That may not be the real principle you're seeking to flow with, the real principle I am seeking to flow with. I live in a world where I try, by every thought I think and every action I do, to demonstrate to the world who I am. And the world looks at me and says, oh, you're an unconditional lover. Oh, you're a smiley person. You're a happy person. You're a gentle person. You're a caring person. Yes. That's the kind of yes I like to say yes to. That's the kind of world I like to demonstrate and support. That's the kind of world that I am and I live in. Join me in this kind of world for yourself and watch the miracles take place and see how much fun it is to be who you are. Yes. Can you sneak preview? Better be careful. Always look at things that you endorse, you have respect for, and that you love. I love you. I love you. I love you.